Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Liz here with Angel Answers, and I'm joined this evening by Nicola Parrington, DC Love, and Mary Hernandez. How are you ladies doing this evening?
We're doing fine.
Doing great, Liz.
Doing great, thank you.
I'm going to let each of you give a little bit about yourself to the callers so they know who they're talking to. Nicola, why don't we start with you?
Okay. Good evening, ladies. Good evening, everyone. I work as a holistic therapist, so I work with trauma, counselling, everything like that. But I like to combine it with my psychic mediumship abilities and my spirit team. So I have Len, my main guide, here tonight. Lenny is with me, and he's raring to go. And
we love Lenny.
Bless him. That's really who I am. I mostly work with all the Clairs, clairsentient, clairaudient, all of those good things, and I absolutely love it. So I'll pass you on to the ladies.
Thank you. Mary, you want to share with us, share everyone?
Yes, this is Mary Hernandez. I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive empath. I have a wide variety of cards and keep adding to the loads of cards that I have. I actually get yes and no answers. I'm starting to channel a lot more. That's me. DC, how about you?
Hi, everyone. This is DC. A little bit about me is I'm a foodie. I love food. And my journey began with sugar cookies. And they flew off my kitchen countertop onto the floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And then I had my cousin's friend from the other side started to text my cell phone. And I was scared and I was surprised that I was trying to erase everything as fast as she was texting. I wasn't ready quite yet, you know, to connect this way. And if that's not enough, I had spirit sit upon me to get my attention. So I was screaming, get off me, get off, I can't breathe. And all of this propelled me to where I am today with these wonderful, beautiful ladies. And it was so amazing. I had a work background prior to this, and it was in law enforcement. So it's just totally, you know, it still blows my mind. But I still work with a beautiful energy, and now instead of carrying, you know, my big 357, now love is my revolver. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Talk about a team. And, you know, with this combined energy, it's such a fascinating mixture of divine source, and it really helps me to work and relate with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. So that's just a little bit about me. Liz?
Oh, thank you, ladies. It's going to be a beautiful evening as always. I'm Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive empath that uses cards and all the touchy-feelies as well. And, a Reiki healer. I'm just getting over COVID. I think I have COVID fog today. It was my first day back to work. I recently authored and produced my own card deck. So a little bit of everything going on. And now enjoying a few months here of being a radio host. So I can't complain.
We're so happy that, you know, we're all together. This is such a beautiful group of, you know, angels, earth angels that are connected and bringing you messages from the angels above. It's just
absolutely
divine and unbelievable.
It is. I've been so blessed.
I do have a little message, if I may. Liz, do you have more messages?
Nope. Yes, we'll take messages.
Okay, I just Okay, well, you know what, we're waiting to hear those beautiful messages though tonight from the deck that you created. It's absolutely amazing. But right now I have the archangels, all of the archangels are with us. And the message that they have for everyone is, good evening, beloveds. We, the archangels, bring you blessings of love. We wish you many loving times that fill your heart with happiness and joy. Call upon us and we will surround each of you with positive, loving vibrations. We wish to inspire you and assist you in ridding yourself of the heaviness that your heart has been carrying. Be at peace and know that we are here and we will support you. Also, resonate with loving vibrations because only love is real. If you are holding on to anything other than love, let it go and let love permeate that space. Feel your heartbeat as it is resonating with pure, unconditional love. Divine love flows to you and then through you to all of humanity. This is love in its purest form. Focus on your intentions and allow your heart to be free. Beloveds, you have the power to create a never-ending supply of divine blessings, bringing you the love and abundance that you are seeking. Nothing is impossible with love. There is no love greater than divine love. Your soul deserves this beautiful, special love. Become one now with us as we hold you in our loving embrace and allow our divine love to comfort you. When you need our help, please call upon us. Let not your heart be troubled. We will be right by your side, giving you the love and support you are needing. You will feel more connected, more peaceful, and resonate with your soul's calling. Beloveds, you are supported today, tomorrow, and always. You are worthy of all the good that is coming your way. Let our love uplift you and be a source of your strength, helping you to connect with your power, the power that is within you. Come one with us today. Celebrate your magnificence. Have faith, beloved ones. You now know your journey is all about love, and you are love. Each of you are love. You are now in the flow of your soul's calling. Let your love shine and know that you are loved and supported always. Your divine team, the archangels. Ladies, that was the message that I was asked to bring forth this evening.
Oh, absolutely
that
beautiful.
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 Thank you.
Actually, I remember why I lost my train of thought for my intro was because I heard what you said about using love as your revolver, and I thought, oh, that's so beautiful.
Well, you know, it's a lot cheaper. I don't have to buy bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Love is always the answer. It's an energy that we all resonate with, and I'm so happy to be here and doing this instead of what I did prior as work, because I just feel so fulfilled. And I always felt like there was something missing in my life. I had a beautiful family. I have so many grandkids, but I just felt like something was missing. And I started my journey a little later than you ladies, so I'm just so blessed to be here.
I agree. It's such a beautiful group. I love being with you ladies. It's a gorgeous energy. Our callers are just fantastic as well. We always have great, interesting people that are so appreciative, so it's very nice to just be here in this space every week, I will say.
Yes.
And I think tonight we are lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Are you ladies
Sir Ginger
ready
yelling,
to,
bring it on, bring it on.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take the first caller.
All right.
Area code 111. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Certainly. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Very nice to speak to you today.
Nice. You have a question for us today.
Yes, a very important one. In late October, I purchased very expensive hearing aids. I wanted the best, $4,500, and the style is all wrong for me. And I'm outside of the negotiation window. I contacted them a few months ago, and they kept me waiting for a response. And I'm at high risk for COVID, so I couldn't go back down to the office. But ultimately, finally, a woman who described herself as an advocate by the name of Melanie called me, and she did say that the manufacturer had been contacted, and they said no. And so, being creative, I said, well, can I buy a new pair at cost? And she said no. And we were talking, and I wasn't hearing her very well because I'm without hearing aids that I can hear. And she actually hung up on me, which is a huge thing to do in that environment, because I've worked in a similar environment for a long time. And I will assure you, I was very polite for the duration. It's not about getting her in trouble, but what I'm considering doing is calling the company and asking for a supervisor, and then just say, are you aware that she hung up on me, and do you see, would you mind listening to the call and tell me your interpretation? Would I feel better if I did that? Would I get anywhere, or should I just leave it alone?
Let's see what the girls, the ladies got. Nicola, is Lenny ready?
Yeah, he is. Excuse me, sorry. It always happens to me when Len's, he keeps saying, come on, let's rock and roll. right. Yeah. He's telling me you definitely have to speak your mind. He's saying you have to stand your ground, because in order for you to move on, you've got decisions to make. But the main message was you got throat chakra as a message from Len. And he's saying, you need to speak your mind. He keeps saying you need to say how you feel. But he said, mostly put it in writing first, so an email or physically write to the company explaining how you feel. He's asking you to be quite businesslike as to how you word it. You know, so he's saying don't. It would be easy to be angry with them, and he would understand that. But he's saying that it's not the way to go. But you don't sound as if you are like that anyway. He wants you to know that. But he did give me recognition and reward. So I do think you will be contacted by someone. And it is possible there will be something done for you. But the outcome from my point of view and from Len's point of view is that's not certain yet. He's going to be honest. We're not going to say, oh, yes, definitely. But you are being told to stand your ground. Because for you to move on with this, it's essential that you speak your mind and say how you feel. Now, I'm going to go far enough and say I think there will be some options. There's going to be more than one option for you. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Well, yes. I'm a professional in a call center environment. And I know that conducting yourself politely goes a long way, but in this case, the woman I think felt like she abused me, and her environment is for the hearing impaired, and I would imagine her training is such that they're supposed to have a little compassion if somebody needs something to be repeated, and it's not about getting her in trouble, but I'm wondering if she'll be talked to, because when they find out that she hung up on me, and
yes,
you know, if they've
got a yes for that, yeah, he's saying yes.
So they're not aware of it.
He's saying definitely pursue it. Absolutely, clearly, he's telling me. He's saying you need to stand your ground. And if you could see Len, he always tries to put humour in things, although he's not taking away from the seriousness of your question. He stood on a box. So he's saying, stand your ground. It's like we say, standing on your soapbox, it's called. So he's saying you definitely need to do that. He does acknowledge you are very professional, but he's saying he wants you to have the upper hand. So, of course, you need to talk about what happened and how it happened. And I do feel that there are some options. He tells me options. So I think you will hear from them, and it may be more than you think, which I'm cautiously optimistic about. But, yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting.
You mean when it's more than I think, you mean a happier resolution than I anticipate?
I think there's some kind of, happier resolution is a good way to say it. Yeah, because he's saying you've got some options. When I look, he's drawn me to another card. I'm looking at a deck here, and I got the celebration card. When I get that, that's usually an affirmation for, yes, there'll be something to smile about. So I think you'll get a response. I see it because he's showing me. He's showing me it of actual paperwork. But you will get a response. And it might be better than you think. That's what Len is giving you. Yeah, I am hopeful because what he's saying coincides with the messages that he picked for you. I let him do the picking of the cards. And I know you can't see them here, but everything I'm looking at is very encouraging. So, yeah, you got the trapped in fear. I do think you're not in fear, but you do feel a little bit trapped in the situation because it's like going round in circles. You've tried to do something, you had that reaction, you shouldn't have had that reaction, but then you think, what am I going to do next? So it's more like saying you're going round in circles. That's how you feel. But you got the recognition and reward. You will be recognized.
Yeah,
Someone will contact you.
I think it's more that I've worked in that environment, in a similar environment for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And the only time I was ever allowed to disconnect from a caller if their behavior was really, really, really bad. And I know you don't know me, but I'm a smart lady, and I was courteous, and my tone of voice was pleasant, and I was more on the professional side. And she just, I think she made a huge mistake in hanging up on me because I cannot imagine that the company would condone that.
No, and Lenny's saying, I get chills now. We absolutely know that you're intelligent. He tells me that because he said you're very much attention to detail. So he's saying that a client of yours would be very lucky to have you at the other end of a phone.
Because you would think
of everything. You're very welcome. He's telling me that. He's saying you would think of everything. You're very much on the attention to detail. So we understand that you're intelligent. But he's saying, yes, pursue it. But, of course, he's just reassuring you to do it in the right way, which we know you will. It's Lenny's disclaimer from Spin of Spirit.
I'll handle it well, I assure you. I mean, I'll be very, very courteous, and I'm going to ask the supervisor if she'd be willing to pull the call and listen to it and then call me back and give me her perception as to whether or not the behavior of the representative who described herself as an advocate was appropriate. And I think those are well-chosen words. So I'm not telling her to look at it from my point of view. I'm saying you look at it and tell me your point of view.
Yeah, and he's giving you a big thumbs up for that, and you cannot see it, but he is. He's saying that's what he's trying to tell you. If you do it in that way, then it leads them to have to do the research. And not you having to keep explaining and to feel frustrated. Let them do their work. That's what they're supposed to do. So he's saying you will hear back from them. And that's what he has for you tonight. Yeah, homework is to keep yourself stress-free. Yeah.
I'm going to get a phone call from Holly tomorrow. She's a doctor about a severe rash I've got. Will Holly... I'm going to ask her to be my doctor full time. Do you think she'll agree, or will she say she's too busy?
She might tell you she's too busy, but he's saying she'll point you in the direction of someone that she trusts a lot. I mean, of course, she's going to trust if it's another doctor, but I'm saying that someone she knows of. So because he's showing me two people, and I'm assuming one is her, and one is the other doctor. But again, I cannot be 100%, but that's what he's showing me. It's possible she might.
All
but,
right.
I get a very good energy from her, from the lady that you're talking about. So
all right.
I get a very good energy. I think if she tells you she's too busy, my feeling is it's because she's very popular. She's very good at what she does.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we have for you. But don't forget your homework from Lenny. So you have to stay stress-free. Stress-free at all times with this, okay, for the best results.
Beautiful. Nicola, that was absolutely amazing. And Wendy, this is DC. I agree fully with what Nicola and Lynn had to say to you. So, you know, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, it feels like you almost fell down a rabbit's hole. She's saying, Wendy, just stay strong and have faith. You've got to trust. And, you know, just don't push too much. In regard to the issue, just watch how you handle things and honor your feelings and just, you know, stay focused and, you know, connect with your mind and your heart. And, you know, even when things, you know, seem like they're not logical, what's going on, and you get a little anxious and things, just know that your angels are with you and they're going to help you to communicate in a loving way that is clear so that you can get your point across. Please don't be afraid. And just let go of the fear that is, you know, I feel like the whole situation is, you know, surrounded by fear. Let go of it and know that the angels will help you and empower you to, you know, to rectify this situation in a beautiful, loving way. Okay? So, you know, trust your intuition right now is what I'm getting. And allow it to help you to go forward in a loving and honest way. And I do feel that, you know, this will be resolved for you. Okay, so please don't worry. It may take a little bit of time. And I'm getting, the reason it's going to take a little extra time is because it's going to help, and it's going to help to resolve issues that you have been holding on to as well. And you will get a positive response to everything. And I'm getting, you know, you're holding on to emotions as well within you, Wendy. And this is, you know, this is also like adding, you know, to the situation. So we've got to let go of everything. I feel like, you know, you're thinking about it and everything in your mind is just spinning and spinning and spinning. Just quiet the mind chatter. Go within, connect with your soul, and honor the answers that you receive because you will receive the truth that you're waiting for, and it will open doorways to healing. This is going to be rectified. It's going to come out favorably for you. Okay?
Wonderful.
And it may come out like in a different way than you expect, but everything is going to be, it's going to be, you know, handled in the way it's supposed to. And just, you know, instead of trying to, like, handle everything yourself, let go and let God. Allow God to come in. Because I feel like this situation is as well a test of faith on your end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy, just hand it over, you know, symbolically hand over the situation to the angels and just say, you know, okay, it's not mine anymore. Let go and let God and allow it to solve itself. And I'm going to turn you over to the other two ladies. God bless you.
Thank you. And if you'll say prayers, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, Wendy. This is Liz. I want to say, I had the same thoughts that Nicola and DC had, but I also was pointed to, there's a bigger issue here. You're calling a place that deals with people that are hearing impaired, and they don't have a phone system where the hearing impaired can hear properly. I'm sure you're not the only person that's had this case. I mean, definitely the call needs to be reviewed. I feel the same way. Some of the stuff Nicola said, I feel like it does need to be pointed out because I'm kind of getting that this girl has done this before, but right now it's outside forces that are causing her to be that way, causing her to be overwhelmed and frustrated. So she lashed out at you because she's stressed out about something somewhere else, right? Because that's what happens to us when we get that way. But on the other hand, you're being, you know, patient. You're waiting for them to go through the steps and the processes. And, you know, you're not getting a clear way to communicate with them. So it's words. And there's all kinds, like, I've worked in call centers. I managed call centers, and I've talked, like, with relay calls and with, you know, the services that for the hearing impaired so that they make sure that they are hearing everything both ways. And I think this company needs to be enlightened to that fact that, like, this is an issue.
I've done
really
that, too,
it.
In my job. Yes.
Yeah. So I think the letter, that's what Nicola said, just send them a letter because, and I was like, oh, that's exactly what I'm getting because you're going to open their eyes to the bigger situation here and they're actually going to appreciate you doing that because they're going to see, you know, hey, we have a problem and it's a bigger problem now, right? Because less and less people are coming in. You know, before, I'm sure you would have just went right down there so you could hear them right, you know, face-to-face and know what they were saying, and now we're not doing that. So, you know, this is an investment they need to make in their business in order, you know, for it to be good, to be successful. They're going to be appreciative that you let them know. And the first card I pulled for you is change. And it says, when the ego finally sees the utter madness of trying to control everything, you come to a sacred crossroads in your own evolution. So you know, I think you're going to get bigger accolades from this company, actually, than you know at this point. The other thing about this card is it's the goddess, the Hindu goddess Durga with the six arms. So she's going to be with you. She's a fierce warrior, it says, and she combats with strength and protection. So you're not just doing this for yourself. You're doing it for other people that are going to have to walk this path later. So, you know, I pulled a card for you for my deck, and it fits perfect because kindness causes ripples across the universe, make them often. So your one little kind stance is going to affect so many more people. So it's important that you do stay on this and you do address it and be kind. There's no reason to be rude. You know, just address it with kindness like you have been.
Exactly. And I, with my training, 22 years in a HIPAA environment on the phone like you,
yeah,
I agree
yeah.
with you. And if you have to tell no to somebody, then there's a gracious way to do it. But to hang up on somebody, unless they've been behaving really out of line, then that's job suicide usually. But I'm quite shocked in her environment, helping the hearing impaired, that she would disconnect from me. And before she hung up, I said, when she told me she was going to hang up, I said, I would never want to offend you. And I said, I may have had to repeat things because of my hearing disability. So that's going to be on the call, and a supervisor might shake their head at that.
Well, I think you're probably at the point, if you're at the point with a customer service person that you're hanging up, that they've been rude to you too, right? Like, because you know that person that's going to hang up on a caller, they didn't handle the rest of the call well when you've tried to be patient. If you get a little snippy at the end, like, you're kind of justified, right?
Well, I watched my tone of voice and choice of words for every call that I took for the last 22 years. And so my inner being would never allow me to be rude to anybody ever anyway. But from an employer's point of view, I think that they would be horrified that this woman hung up on them.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to be even more like, you know, the aha moment, like hitting the head with a frying pan. Like, oh, my gosh, why don't we have something in place? Why do we not have a service for these people we are serving?
Yeah. You know, they're really going to feel like they're going to kick themselves in the butt. That's what they're going to do. like, oh, we're, you know,
well,
why didn't we think of this?
Honestly, I feel that the universe wants me to stand up for myself. And
yes.
Because I'm an unusually kind person. And a lesson for me has been to stand up for myself. So I think that this woman might email me. I don't think she's going to call me, but if she emails me, then that will prompt me. I'm not going to respond to her because of her behavior towards me. That will inspire me to actually place a phone call so they cannot say that I was unresponsive. I will tell the supervisor that I speak with that I prefer not to have this person as my point of contact due to her behavior towards me.
Absolutely. And that's what I think, you know, it's important to go directly to your supervisor. And I would have some things in writing as well. That's not going to hurt you. And, you know, you're definitely, what I'm going to say, Wendy, is be that drop that causes the ripple. Because you're the one. You do need to stand up.
I believe in that.
Pursue this.
I believe in that. And it's not about getting Melanie, the woman who calls herself an advocate, in trouble. It really isn't. I feel like justice needs, I think the company needs to be aware. And maybe there have been other people where she did that. I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, maybe she's a person who's been saying, we need a service. We're dealing with people that can't hear, you know. And maybe she's frustrated because she's not getting a response from management. You know, maybe you'll help her. Who knows? It could be a whole lot of ways it could go good.
Well, I've said prayers that I do not want this woman to be fired. I think she needs to be coached, and maybe she needs to be in a different department, because if that's your occupation, speaking to the hearing impaired, then you never should hang up on them if they're being businesslike and polite. Never. That's horrific.
Well, just remember, people's attitudes towards us are often a reflection of what's going on in themselves and what they don't like. So I'm probably going to wager a very good punch that she has something else going on at home that's a little bit more looming, but you may need this job. and she might just be at her wit's end. Like, you don't know, but... Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell them that I wish her well, and I do not want her. I'm going to say I don't want her to lose her job, but I'm going to say that I would certainly expect in this environment, especially, that her training would involve to not behave in the way she did towards me. And I don't know if she violated my ADA rights by doing that. But I think that the Department of Insurance might have something to say about it as well. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, voice exactly how you feel. Come from the heart. That's what's important, and that's what's going to be successful. And I'm going to, you know, pass you over to Mary, because she has stuff for you, too. So let's see what she's got for you, all right?
Thank you
so
much.
Hi, Wendy. Hello. So I agree with everything the lady said, and what I picked up is the letter that Len mentioned. I would first communicate with a letter, find out the person's the manager's name, and do like a certified mail return receipt so that you have communication confirming that, you know, you sent the letter and this is your receipt that they received it. And then I fully agree with everything. And then two cards popped out for you. The Five of Gabrielle, which is a challenge you can resolve. So it's something that is going to be resolved. And I think the first communication, like I mentioned, just get the manager's name, send a letter. And then the Ace of Ariel came through and it says, it's your lucky day. So wow. I think there's going to be... it's going to be resolved, but I think you should go ahead and do the letter, get the name, the contact, and do a certified mail return receipt or even a FedEx, and then we should be, you should be good. And make sure and make sure you give us a call back, Wendy, because we have a long list of callers, a lot of callers tonight.
Okay.
And let us know how everything works out, and I'm sure it's going to work out for the best. There is going to be.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of you, ladies, and if you could say prayers for me, please.
I will.
Absolutely.
I will. We all will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mary, we have Nicola back. I think she got knocked off.
Okay. Okay. Nicola?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Okay, there she is. You got dropped off?
Yeah,
I saw that
twice.
You got dropped off. Yeah. I'm like, hey, what happened to Nicola? It says Nicola got
We're going to throw her a bungee across the pond. Catch it, Nicola.
Okay. Are you guys ready for the next caller?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Okay. Area code 831. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 831.
Hi.
Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi. My
name
is
Karen. What's your first name?
Karen. Hi.
Do you have a question
for Love? DC Love helped me see something very clearly a while back, and I've really come out of it because of her great clarity and help. And so,
thank you.
I have a couple things that I hope I can be quick about. I seem to when I tune into my estranged sister, I seem to have a heavy heart, and this has been going off and on for months and maybe over the course of the year, off and on. And I'm wondering if she feels any regret or guilt or remorse, or if that's her heavy heart, or if I'm not tuning in correctly, or if I'm projecting or amiss somehow. And then another thing is, I just found out today that my brother died last year, and I didn't know it because I'm estranged from my family. But I'm wondering if you can, if there's any message from Mark, and my sister's name is Val.
Okay. Nicola?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is Len ready?
Yeah, Len's ready to rock and roll tonight. Okay. Sorry, Len does everything with humor. But he's... right, he's giving me... he's giving me messages for you, so I'm sorry if you can hear me, but I just want to make sure I've got this right for you, yeah? I'm getting acknowledgement from Spirit. You say your brother was called Mark? He's called Mark, should I say?
Yeah.
And I get, with that, I'm not getting him directly yet, but, and I'm going to have to not take too long with this, but Len will bring the energy forward. So Lenny, my guide, is saying he's with you quite a lot. He's been around you quite a lot because he gave me recognition and reward, which is saying that it literally recognizes you, but he's, the reward part, he just sends you a lot of love because the next message is hope, but it's a great big sun being held in two hands, and the rays are just being directed out towards you. Yeah. And Len's saying he thinks that you felt him around you because he's given me crown chakra message. And he's asking you to, now let me get this right because I've got two messages here. That, which one, Len? Right. You're talking about your sister as well because, Len, I need it clear. He's talking about there have been quite a few changes with her. You feel a bit estranged from her, you're saying?
Well, we have been estranged. That's why I didn't even know my brother died. And maybe I did feel him around me because I went on the internet to try and find him and found out that he died. Over the past year, or so, and it could have been since he died, around the time he died, that my sister, with whom I'm also estranged, the both of them, I have felt a lot of feelings from her and remorse or heavy heart of some sort. And I'm not sure if I'm wanting that to be the case or if I'm projecting it or what. So I'm just asking
I'm getting chills. Lenny's telling me. She's definitely been feeling like that. Because when I'm drawn to the wisdom card, I couldn't make sense of it because I kept thinking, why has that got anything? Even if I look at deeper meanings, but when you can't see this, so I'll just say it. On the card, there is a person who is looking back at his family and they stood outside of a house. And but he's looking quite nostalgic, so he's thinking about the past. What I feel from that is she does feel remorse, but I also think she's had some deeper issues to deal with. I was given the financial and material changes, but it doesn't necessarily have to be financial and the disruption. So it's not anything serious. No, it sounds more than it is. But Len's saying there's a whole host of emotions that go along with your sister, which make it, her having remorse is only one reason she's been looking back and doing a lot of thinking. But your brother... Yes, everything you've said, Lenny's giving you a big thumbs up. He's saying he's been trying to contact you ever since he passed. I'm getting chills, and this is not cards. I'm giving you this from Len. He's saying he's absolutely been trying to connect because he wants you to know that he doesn't. There is no judgment when it comes to other family issues. So I don't know what he means by that. He's keeping it personal to you. But he's saying he doesn't judge. He just wants to love you. He just wants to love from spirit. And he hopes you can feel that. So he's been recognizing you and trying to reward you from spirit, we'll say, for a long time. But he's so happy to connect with you now. Now that you've acknowledged him, Len's saying his energy knows. He is showing me a dark-haired man. I keep saying, I know it's very vague, but there's a dark-haired man in the shadows with me. Was his hair on the darker end of the spectrum, or?
No, his hair was blonde, light, very light brown blonde. My other brother had dark hair. He died also a long time ago.
Right, okay, well, I'm getting the other brother then, because it's definitely a connection to you, and it's dark-haired, very dark. When his hair used to grow longer, it used to have a slight wave in it when it used to need cutting, he's saying.
He had nicknames about his hair.
And the thing is, I always want to apologize when I bring out someone's facial features or the hair or appearance, but they want you to know that because you've just confirmed it. You now know it's your brother. So he's smiling at you. He's giving you all the credit. He's actually coming up to you and giving you a big hug. He's really quite strong. He's quite... really wants to be protective. I feel that he was that kind of person. But my guide, Len, is saying homework for you, he said, is less analysing and more just go with the flow now. Let go and let God, as Lenny likes to say. Because you've got the contact from both brothers. They both come through to you. They're both really happy to connect. Things for your sister will get easier. I'm being given that from Len. They will get easier. And you've got some new things coming towards you and probably faster than you think. You've just got to really let go now. Yeah? And he's giving you that with such a lot of love. And he's saying, he said, I've brought two brothers through now and you've got a sister that you know is going to be okay. So homework is let go and let God and relax.
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Beautiful.
Very well.
That was really amazing.
That's an amazing card that she pulled up. That the person was looking back at family and, you know, like reviewing things, which that's what I was feeling my sister was doing. I would almost even read her thoughts at times, but I didn't know if I was just imagining it, wishing it, or if I was really getting it.
She's doing it. He's confirming.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. That's
really
beautiful.
And I want to ask you, this is DC. I'm getting like sort of like different scents when your brother comes around. Was there some kind of maybe a favorite cologne or something of his? But I feel like he's trying to say she smells something when he's present with you. So he's saying, you know, the sense, and then I'm seeing like little sparkles. So I don't know, do you notice like any kind of electrical differences, like lights blinking or things like that as well?
No, not yet anyway, but no, not that I've associated with that.
Yeah, because he's saying it's, you know, the lights are blinking and it's me. He's trying to get your attention. And then I'm just smelling like, I don't know if it's Old Spice or something, but it's like some kind of an aftershave or a cologne or something.
Well, what, which brother, the one with the dark hair or the light hair, the one who I just found out died?
You know what, I'm just getting, Mark, I believe, started to talk to you, but then I smelled like something like Old Spice or something, so I don't know which brother
my
was wearing that.
Well, my father used to wear Old Spice, so that sort of ties in. And you're talking about flicking lights. My brother was an electrician.
Okay, and I'm also getting a man, what's possibly an H name, is standing behind him, a very stoic man. He just, like, looks so, like, he's just, like, really, like, a wonderful energy. And I don't know if it's maybe a grandfather or an uncle or something like that, but I'm getting, like, an H name. Is there possibly a grandfather with, an H?
No. Not a grandfather with an H, but
okay.
I
don't know if it's an uncle or grandfather, but I'm getting a letter H name, and it's an older gentleman. It would be older than your brother, I believe, older than your father, and he's coming in with a man with a G name. So there's H and G coming in together.
Well, G, my grandfather's name is Gerard.
Okay, and the gentleman with the H name is saying, you have such amazing and beautiful gifts that you did receive from your grandfather. Like you, all the beautiful gifts that he had, you too have them. So that would be just, you know, saying, okay, that's a validation. He's pointing to your teeth. Are you having issues with your teeth, Gerard?
No. No, I'm not having issues with my teeth, but I don't really want to interrupt the flow, and yet on the other hand, I want to ask a question about my brother Mark. Did he go kind of like suddenly, or what happened? Do you know? Because I can't find any information on him other than a tiny sketch, and I don't know.
Honey, I did get a yes, but he wants you to start focusing on you and release all of this stuff that you've been worrying about and let the healing begin, okay?
Oh, okay.
So he's showing
me
the angels. The angels are with
you. I just found out a few hours ago. I'm really kind of still in shock.
Oh, I know, and he's just saying, please, he's been on the other side, and he's happy.
I'm just trying to get my head around this.
It's going to take time for you. I understand
it.
Yes, it's going to take time to, you know, to absorb all of this. But he's saying, you know, I did go fast, but please, like, he wants you to focus on you is what I'm getting, hon. Okay, he's coming in to try to help you, to help you to go through life and be healthy and happy. So I'm getting, please let go of the worry. Okay, and have you been having a lot of, like, I'm getting, like, memory lane.
No,
so
past? I'm not really open to any help from him. I really don't want him around me.
This is your school.
Huge,
this is your journey, hon. And I'm just getting past
wall.
Memories are coming up.
Yeah, there's a huge wall between me and me feeling any.
Well, you know what? He's stepping back. He's not there to hurt you, but you said his name. He came forward, okay? Now I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, okay? And just please breathe and allow them to bring forward their messages as well, okay?
Thank you. Okay, all right.
Well,
hi.
Thank you.
Okay, it's Liz. And I think I audibly said, oh, wow, when Nicola started describing a man with dark hair that was kind of shaggy, because I was right when you started asking your question, I saw a man come in, and I was like, oh. And your brother with the darker hair is definitely here. But then I was feeling like three different energies, and I was like, what is going on? It was so weird. And then I finally realized it was all three of your siblings. And every one of you has this awful, awful part of this sadness because of this estrangement. It is like it, all of you, there's a piece of you that just is so sad and broken from it. And both your brothers, I feel very, very like they're sorry that it's gone this way, you know, and there's nothing they can do about it. Your sister, because she's still here, what I get from her is she feels it, but she has other things going on in her life. And because she can't change this situation, she has to, like, push this down in the back of, like, you know, she doesn't talk about it, you know. And the card I got for you, like, I can't tell you the chills. They're just crazy. But watch for the lights, too. I was writing things down. I wanted to make sure I gave you everything. Watch for those lights, because it is going to be symbols that they are there. Not often. I will tell you that. It's going to be, I think, at moments where you need divine intervention is really when it's going to happen. But the card I pulled for you is letting go. So three times. Let it go, baby. Everything is indeed out of your control, and God will hold it all. I can safely let go. So all the negative energy that you're connecting with them, with each other, it's time to just release it. Not saying that you have to act on anything, you know, but guess what? They're gone. So you're not changing anything that happened with them. You know what I mean? They're not going to change anything with you. It's out of your control. So I think when you do this, I'm not going to say it out loud, but I think it's going to bring a bigger thing for sure. The card is beautiful because behind the Buddha that's in the picture is this whole line of butter changes. But you've got to let it go. You've got to just say, you know what, I can't have this feeling anymore between us because it's unresolvable, you know. So it's just going to make you ill. And what a crazy, that was a beautiful reading, I'm going to tell you. Very, very strong message there for you. And I'm going to send you to Mary because I know she's got more.
Okay, thank you.
I do. That was beautiful, lady.
Thank you, Liz. Mary?
Yes. Wow. I have to agree with everything the ladies brought through. And then I have a message from Mark. From the talking to heaven, and I get chills because when he came through for Nicola and Lenny, I got chills. And it says, there is no time where I am. Time is only on the earth. And I'm not sure if a rose is significant to you, and I'm getting chills. So I'm not sure if it is significant for you or not, but in the time capsule, there's a rose in there, and it's so beautiful and radiant and red, and it's on top of the world. So I'm being guided to actually read the card for you. So it says, life is short, it's true, and it's even shorter from my heavenly vantage point, where the entire human life spans seems to pass more quickly than the blink of an eye. So I'm happy to be with you for the rest of your life because I love you and because time is in abundance here. We don't measure time as you do because time is a figment of the physical world. On Earth, it is used to compare past, present, and future. Where I am now, only the present exists for all eternity, and my love and care for you is also timeless and eternal. And what I get from this card is I just finished a course, and it's just staying in the present moment. You know, forget about the past. Try to forget about the past. If there's people that you need to forgive, because that's the only way to move forward. I've done it in my life, and I feel so much better, and I'm here now.
I mean, we've been estranged for a long time. I've let go and I've moved on with my life.
Yeah.
But in the past year, I have had these waves of energy from one of my sisters, not the other sister and not my brother, And then I just had an inkling to try and look up my brother today for no reason at all, and found out that he was dead just a few hours ago. And thinking back in this short few hours, it coincides with the waves of what I feel are telepathic messages from my sister.
Yes.
The two of them ganged up on me horribly. I detached from them. I let them go over a decade ago. I've lived my life. I've moved to a different state. I have no contact with them or anyone. And I've moved on. It's rather shocking to hear that my brother died, and I just wanted to find out a little bit about it. I couldn't find an obituary anywhere or anything. I just saw something online about his and then I looked in the court records, and it showed his attorney and that his will had been filed with the court.
Okay. I'm sorry for your loss. And then I have one other message from the postcards from Spirit. They are trying to communicate with you, so once I read this, you'll know. So it says, "Dearest you, if you allow your awareness to settle in, you will hear us whispering sweetness and encouragement to you. You will know the truth of things that cannot be discerned through the material world. The receiver for this kind of essential knowing is your intuition, which is not your sixth sense, but your first, the primary navigational system of your soul. I am I have goosebumps from head to toe. You are entering the age of consciousness. It's time to accept that the paranormal is normal. Human beings are multi-sensory, multi-dimensional beings. Spirit infuses all things, and your soul's job is to discover those essential truths here on Earth, where we all agree to play. Today, trust your spidey sense. Read between the lines. Tune into the stories behind the stories, and your world will show you miracles. Fear not, for we are right here with you. Spirit loves you. Trust the invisible." So they're definitely trying to communicate with you, and I feel like you do have the abilities of, you know, and the sensing. You know, sometimes we get goosebumps when they're around. You know, we might see, like PC said, a little flash or an orb or sparkles or feathers. I mean, I've seen feathers today galore. So, you know, they always like to communicate with you in those little things, you know, to let you know they're there. And, you know, even when you're having a bad day, they just show up with a feather or something. You know, you'll see something that makes you think, like, I'm not alone, you know.
The language of the universe is something to learn, but I really like that it's the first sense, not the sixth. That's a potent message. That is a very potent message. It's the first one.
Yes, it is.
And that's very powerful message. That
I'm
really
going to ask one more thing.
Right order.
Yes, hello.
It's Liz. I just want to add one more thing. Is it's not so much to when Mary said, you know, let go of the negativity between you and them, and you have let go of the way that you feel, but you also are, you've forgiven them, you know, whatever. You have to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for having those feelings, feeling bad about having those feelings. You know how we do that? That's the other thing you need to do. I heard you needed to hear that message, so. I wanted to make sure I said that, you know, because a lot of times we say, oh, you know, I don't think about that anymore. I'm not mad about it. But we haven't forgiven ourselves for the way that we handled it or the way we've held on to the emotions. You know, sometimes we feel bad for the way we acted, but even though we were maybe justified, you have to let go of that. Forgive yourself for that, too. You did what you felt was right in the moment. And that's, you know, just forgiving yourself. Is just as important as letting go of yourself and your part in the situation, you know? So I just want to throw that on there, Karen. And I don't, Mary,
okay,
you
I agree. No, that's it. That was
thank
well
you
said.
All
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
ladies.
Calling
thank
and make sure you call us back.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you, ladies. God bless.
Okay.
God bless.
Yes, God
have
bless.
A good evening.
Wow, beautiful call. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're ready. Yeah.
Okay. Area code 360, welcome to Angel Answer. Can I have your first
Hi.
Name?
Hi. Holly.
Uh-huh. Holly, do you have a question for
yes.
us, Holly?
If you guys see a new man or when a
okay.
new man's coming.
Okay. Love. Okay.
Love.
Nicola? Or
yeah, I'm here.
Love, yes.
Yeah, immediately. Right off the bat, I'm getting yes. Absolutely. love begins. Love begins for you. So there's a new
okay.
relationship. Yeah. And Lenny's saying just have a little bit of patience. Some patience
yeah.
and some planning, he's saying, and he's laughing. He's saying plan, you know. I know. he's got this little naughty laugh tonight, and it's coming out. Yeah, there's a lot of positivity around this relationship for you when it comes
mm-hmm.
in. Yeah, you're going to feel quite appreciated. But he's saying, it's easy to say that, but he's saying from kind of this person is going to be quite impressed.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know if it's someone you know, but I get the feeling you don't. So
okay.
I'm going to say it's someone who's quite sure of themselves, but not in an ego way, which is always a lovely thing. And
yeah.
you're given the sun message. Len's given you a card, and it's the sun message. And he's saying, always be focused on the lighter side. He said, bring out your inner child. Always be focused on the lighter side of life. So
okay.
this person likes someone who's quite upbeat and enjoys humor and laughing and yeah. Does that help you at all?
Oh yes, thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Very quickly, Lenny's asking if you have another question for him.
The only thing that pops in my mind is a man named Brian.
Okay.
If you see as dating or staying friends.
Brian. He certainly sees you staying friends, but as to whether
mm-hmm.
he's the man that you're going to spend your time with, he's winking at me and saying, and he's say he doesn't want to say it. I'm getting chills. It's a part of your past that you need to recognize for yourself because you've got options. Okay?
Okay.
So there's more than one. He's saying he's telling you too much already and homework is not to focus on who the new person is. That's a big homework. Because he said when you let go and let God, he said things come in a lot more smoothly. And
okay.
he keeps saying this, and you light the way much more easily for yourself. So I feel like you're discovering a lot on your travels at the moment, as he calls your journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be discovering a lot of things. And when you do meet someone, there's going to be big changes along with that. But you will be happy. It doesn't feel negative at all. Yeah?
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I absolutely like this for you. I do. So, yeah, you're getting the song Strangers in the Night. Go away, please, and research that. Strangers in the Night.
Oh, my goodness.
Changing glances. Yep, that's Lenny. I wondered when the music was going to appear tonight, everyone. So,
I missed the music.
out he comes with the music. So he's laughing and he's saying, I'm sending you a lot of love. That's from Lenny. So he's giving you Lenny love. And he hopes that that's okay for you. But stay with the hope because you have intuition. He's saying you have an idea. So I'm going to hand you over to the amazing ladies. Yeah?
Okay.
To help you
okay.
further.
Thank you. That was, Nicola, that was absolutely amazing. And this is DC. I agree with everything
Hi.
That Nicola is saying. Hi, hon. And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you're going to be so surprised. She wants you to know that this wonderful guy that you're going to connect with
He is a wonderful kisser. Wow. And she's saying, not only can he kiss good, but he can cook. What a catch, you know?
Yeah, sounds
so
good.
She's saying, you know, this one's a keeper. Like, wow. You know, and she's saying, romance is just coming your way. And I'm getting new romance. I didn't get, like, with the person that you asked about, I was getting new romance. And she's saying,
okay,
just get ready. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So what I'm getting, I see a man with hair on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And this man is going to be very romantic, very compassionate, very, very dependable. And I'm getting, like, a really wonderful, wonderful person that has amazingly, you know, wonderful energy that will be someone that you could actually, you know, go through life with, okay? So this man is going to be very protective as well. Okay, and I'm getting possibly with the letter K. So I'm getting new, like I said, new. I didn't get, you know, someone that possibly may be in your life now. I'm not sure if you know anyone with a K name with lighter hair, but I feel he is a little bit older than you.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, I think that sets up for the intrigue that's coming.
Okay, sounds good.
And he's got a great sense of humor.
That's good.
So Ginger's saying, yeah, she's saying you've hit the mother load in regard to love, you know. So she's asking she's saying, oh, my gosh, like, enjoy this guy. This guy's going to be amazing, okay? I'm also getting, you know, make sure, you know, as you're waiting for him, make sure that you're taking care of you. You're loving yourself first. You know, do a little bit of mirror work. When you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you tell yourself, I love you, I love you, I love you. And really, you know, if you have to do it 1,000 times till you really feel it, do it, okay? And make sure also, you know, you make your list of all the qualities that you want in this special someone and all the stuff as well that you may feel are deal breakers, things that did not work out in the past, okay? Just do things for yourself that you do for others, okay? You know, whether it's, you know, buying yourself a little something, maybe, you know, just, you know, doing it like a nice little treatment, whether you go to, you know, out somewhere to get, you know, your hair done or whatever it is, but do it for you and you alone, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And Ginger's saying, look at, she's saying, look up in the sky, Mom. I'm looking up, and the clouds are just fading away, and the sunshine is above you, and you're going to have happiness. You're going to have peace, okay?
Wow.
So she's saying, girlfriend, let go of the scarcity thinking. She's saying,
okay,
oh, my gosh, you're going to have, there's going to be choices. Okay, so take it slowly and enjoy. She's saying, enjoy. There are going to be several choices, and you are going to be lucky in love, okay? But you've got to make sure it starts with you, that you love yourself first, and you realize that you do not need anyone to complete you because you're absolutely complete as you are, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm just getting, you know, this guy is going to be really amazing. The gentleman that you spoke of, I think it was Brian, did he have dark hair? Okay,
no, he had very light hair.
Like, light hair? Okay, because I was getting, like, there's someone that has light hair but a K name possibly. But then I saw another gentleman with dark hair, so just watch out for the dark-haired gentleman, okay?
Okay.
But I do feel the person you're going to connect with has lighter hair, okay? And just start focusing on only what you're desiring and just feel the love, you know, around you. Love yourself first, and it's going to be like you're sending out these vibes to the universe, and you're just bringing that person in, that special someone. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And God bless. You're welcome.
You too.
Hi, Holly. It's Liz. I have to.
Hi.
I think Len was here trying to get his message through really quick before he went and told Nicola, because as soon as you asked your question, I saw this, like, Grace Kelly in the long gown. She was dancing, and And then Nicola said, "Strangers in the Night," and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" What I'm feeling is like I was getting this whole vibe of it. It's definitely someone new, and it's very unexpected. Like it is just, it's going to be like slow. You're going to be oblivious. This person is just going to be enamored for you, and you're going to be in the driver's seat too. So he's just going to be like there as you need him. He's not going to be pushy. It's just always like, he's just always going to be there. It's going to be so, like they said, like romantic too. Like you're just going to be like, oh my gosh, he's so sweet. Like I have that like giddy little, once you, it's almost like I saw you, all of a sudden you're like eyes popped open real big, like a Disney princess. And you're like, oh, I'm in love. Cause you didn't realize.
How cute.
And, so it's like, that's the feeling I got. It was like a giddy schoolgirl, but it's going to be really long. It's not long, but it's definitely going to be a ride. And I, like DC said, enjoy the journey because it's going to be beautiful. And when you, once you realize it, you're going to be like, I think you're going to feel the same, just like DC said, this is your person. This is your person for life. And it's just going to be so natural. And I pulled a card from you from my deck, and it says, it only takes one spark to light up the darkness. Be the spark. So I agree with what the lady said. You know, do things to
and
make
Liz,
you happy. So you're
before
smiling.
You read that card, I have to laugh because I just Ginger just said, and I just typed it in our little chat. He's hot stuff, and then you spoke of this. Talk about like, gosh, like such amazing coincidences.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's just going to be beautiful, and I'm gonna let you go to Mary because you can't tell too much because you need to have some surprise still, but it's just going to be wonderful. So I'm going to let Mary take you home.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
your
time.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful reading! How can I top that? Well, anyway, I just want to say that I agree with everything, Holly. And as Liz, it's so synchronistic that we're all getting the same messages because as she said, giddy schoolgirl, I'm like, I'm writing, oh my gosh, giddy schoolgirl. That's how you're going to feel. Like once he gives you that kiss, oh my gosh, I'm getting chills. You're going to lift your leg, you know, like when you're like so in love. I'm picturing it.
Aww.
So it's going to be so amazing. So I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you because I love these cards and they give the best messages. So here I go. It says, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life. Money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Love you more and more every day." Wow. I'm chilled from head to toe. These cards, I mean, the messages that come through these cards are just fantabulous.
Yeah.
So it's really great. Like DC said, I would just do the mirror work because I still do it. I say to myself every morning, "I love you. You're hot stuff. You're beautiful." You know, I still do that. And don't forget the list of, you know, the qualities. But as we can see, I mean, this guy's going to be some hot stuff. And even a cooker. So even better. So make sure, Holly, you give us back a call and let us know when you meet a hottie or whenever you have a question for us.
Okay,
I'd love to hear back from you.
Thank you all so much. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Wow, that was beautiful. Wow.
Did you see the chat box? I have, I'm buzzing head to toe.
Oh, my gosh. You're so crazy. I actually saw her lifting her foot up. You know, like when you kiss somebody and you're, like, so into it that you're,
yes,
like, so enamored.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yes. I'm like, it's so romantic. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. So awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Ginger.
Ginger's too funny. I love Ginger. Are y'all ready for the next caller?
Oh, yes.
Ready to roll.
Okay. Okay. Area code 248. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Robert.
Hi, Robert. Do you have a question for us?
Sure do. I got a couple of them. I wanted to know, I'm about to start a business on the internet. I want to know, will I become successful in that? And also, my brother passed away in his sleep, allegedly. I wanted to know about that situation.
Do you want a message from your brother?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
He was like...
Nicola?
He was like...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm here. Lenny's in my ear giving me information.
Lenny's ready, Robert, to give you a message.
Lenny, my guy. God love it. Right.
He was like...
He said, let's...
Go ahead.
He wants to start one question at once. So he's giving you a lovely message for the business. He's giving you fulfillment of wishes. So, what he's saying for that is the kinds of things that you want are the kinds of things you're going to get. That's his words. But he's saying you've got to choose wisely. He wants you to choose wisely. So don't rush into the steps, one step into the next step. Take your time. Check everything thoroughly. He's giving you a heads up because he wants you to be successful. Okay? You got destiny. Now, destiny is like, in any other deck, is Wheel of Fortune. But Len says he's giving you destiny and Wheel of Fortune because it's like saying it's your turn now. Because I feel like in your past you've had to make some sacrifices. Could be in personal life as well as in business. And he's saying that there's a lot to look forward to as long as you stay on track. So don't be derailed. If you've got a good plan, stick with it. Yeah, and that's where choose wisely comes in. If you've got a good plan, stay with that. That's your homework from Len. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, he's singing, but I don't know if this is a song, but this is for you. Keep the train on the track, okay? He's singing that line to you. Keep the train on the track. he's giving you, going, woohoo! So he's quite excited for whatever you've got planned. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just,
right.
He died in his sleep. He died in his sleep. And I just wanted to know, I already know what he was put on this earth to do. And it was to help people and teach people. But it hasn't, it just feels like yesterday, to me. And when my mother and father passed away when I was 9, he was like a brother and a father.
Yeah.
And he just passed away in his sleep.
Yeah. Right, okay. I'll tell you what messages I'm getting here. Yeah? The first one is obvious. Len I don't need these because he's in my ear, but I want to use the messages to confirm what he's saying to me. So for some reason, I'm to tell you this. He's saying you are still emotionally withdrawn, and he does agree that it does feel as if it only happened yesterday. But he said, because you also got base chakra. We won't go too heavily onto chakras, but Len's saying that he's acknowledging that you could feel happier than you do. And I think that's why when we talked about business, he was saying, you know, stay on the right track, be enthusiastic. That's what he wants you to know. He wants you to come across to other people as quite enthusiastic because you got the truth message. Well, the truth message is, it has many meanings, but for you, Len's giving you some Lenny truth, so this is your homework. Because the message is passion ignited. He wants you to find your passion for life. Because he says, you know, the loss was great, and it still feels like that. But for your brother, in spirit, he's spiritually moving on, but not without you. He'll always be around, and he'll want to help you. Ask him for his inspiration and his help and advice, especially for the business. He is around you. I see him around you. It's a lovely energy. But he's saying, it feels like you feel the need to forgive yourself for something, but you don't. You absolutely don't. And Lenny's quite strong about that. The advice, well, it's not advice. What he sees as a kind of an outcome for you is foundation and achievements. So when you can emotionally release, which is another piece of homework from Len, when you can emotionally release and forgive yourself for how you feel, Len's saying he feels like he's guided to, you know, give you a pat on the back and say, you can do this. You know, you've got a lot to look forward to. You do. It's just that you're feeling a little bit emotionally withdrawn. You're in transformation, so things are changing.
Yeah.
And I do like that
I've
for
become,
you. Yeah.
I've become a hermit. A hermit since he passed.
You have emotionally withdrawn. But he's saying, come out of the shadows now. Well, let's see you in the light. Let's see you because you've got such a beautiful energy. And he wants the world to see it, okay? And when he points to me, that's to take another message. So I've taken it. What do I see? The sun card. He's talking about you coming out towards, you know, your own light. He wants you to shine in your own right now, okay?
Yeah, but this world don't want to see my light because it's so much evil. It's so much evil here. I stay away from it, you know, because...
Do you know?
I've got.
Yeah.
It's. I just try to keep my light within my family, and I shouldn't be. I didn't used to be like that, but when my brother passed, my light
went dim.
Do you know
what Len wants you to know about that? Yes, that energy that you call evil, it does exist in the world. It does. But he says when he keeps telling you to come out and shine your own light, that's how you overcome it. It's the balance. Yeah? And he said as much as you give in your life, this is a personal message for you, as much as you give in your life, you need to receive some back. You have to allow the good and the love and all of the amazing, beautiful things that you deserve to come back to you.
Yeah,
because even though it's not good to...
I don't see it coming back. I mean, like, the universe, how much I gave to the universe, like, come on, man. My taxes haven't even came back yet. Like, wow.
Ah, well, everything that's worth waiting for is worth taking time over. And it's not what you want to hear, but Len is saying, for sure he can see that you have things coming for you, but you've got to forgive yourself. Because that's something that you need to do. And also this thinking about the evil in the world. Sometimes it is easy for us to get caught up in this and negative things. But he's saying, no, the way forward is to shine a light. Because what that does is it moves forward and it goes through everyone else as well. So it will come back to you. You know, he's telling me. He's saying it will. It absolutely will. But be enthusiastic. Know that your brother is there for help and support. All you need to do is to talk to him. You don't have to say it out loud, but talk to him because he's such a wonderful energy.
Like,
he wants to help. He wants to help you.
Like, what? Why did he leave? Like, man, he was such a, y'all gotta understand, we was the light in this world together. And it's like we helped so many people because, you know, we went through foster homes and everything. And
yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
You know, he was my other half.
I feel your tears. I feel your sadness, and so does Len. But what he tells me is it was his time. That was his time. That's what he came in to do, to leave you with that beautiful memory of who he really was, what a wonderful soul he was.
Yeah.
And he is. You will connect with him, and I hope you will come back and say you did, because you're going to feel it. You really are going to feel that energy from him. Allow him to help you, include him in your thoughts, in the way of business and the new things that you want. Bring him with you on your journey.
I got his picture right here in my room, so I see him every day and talk to him every day.
He absolutely loves you. And Len's sending you some as well. Len's giving you big love. He said, I want to say to you, he said, from one guy to another, let go and let God. Really feel it. Really do that. Because he said, when you do, your life changes in many ways. Just say the word to yourself,
yeah.
I'm going to do this. Take your time with it.
Okay. Let go and let God. Yes.
Let go and let God, because the plan is much bigger than we can see. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. I'm hoping that my line has helped you a little bit at least. Sending all the love, the Lenny loves to you. And I'm going to pass
you
on to the amazing ladies.
All right. Thank you.
Nicole, that was absolutely beautiful, hon. Absolutely beautiful. Hi, this is DC. We thank you for calling in this evening, and your brother is happy that you called in. And he was showing me that he connects with you while you're sleeping. I don't know if you remember the connection, but he's just with you and he's talking, and he's showing me so much love and talking about all the beautiful memories you shared with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's...
Yeah.
He said, I'm not gone. I'm just in another form. Okay? And...
Yeah.
He's saying that you've got to realize that he's always with you. Okay? And you can connect with him whenever you want to. And I'm also getting... showing me a radio. I don't know if you listen to the radio a lot, but he's showing me a radio, and when you turn it on... I feel like he's right there with you as well, okay? He's saying that you're going to, you're going to have a little bit more independence. You're going to become a little bit more self-reliant. And, things are going to work out well for you. But he is saying that he wished that you have a little bit more interaction with others, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying, that would really be helpful. He's saying that, you're very wise. You've gained so much wisdom. Okay? And as Nicola said, you know what? Just think of that one little candle or, in the darkness, you could see it. And, just be that one candle. And whatever we focus on is what we bring into our world. So focus on all the good. Focus on the light. Okay? He loves your enthusiasm for life, about wanting to work. And he's saying, I'm so proud of you. He wants you to go forward. And he's saying, being alone is not a good thing because, you spend a lot of time thinking too much, okay?
Oh, man, I think about the whole world. Like, it's like I sit there and meditate about the whole world and what's going on.
He's saying that's good to meditate, but he wants you to, he wants you to connect with others and start living, like really living your life again. Okay?
Yeah.
And he's saying think about think about creation. It didn't happen with one person. Okay? So he's saying, it would benefit you to be part of a team. you know, and have a plan together, work for a common goal. He's saying sometimes you get lost in your own thoughts, and at times, you know, there's a little bit of a disconnect. But he's saying, you know, I am with you. Please, you know, talk to me, and you'll know that I'm there. And the more that you do that, the more you will. You'll feel his presence, okay? He's asking that you let go of all the stuff that's not loving, all the stuff that makes you unhappy. And he's saying, see yourself as that beautiful candle in the world. And you will see the impact that you can have on others, a truly positive impact. He's saying, you know how powerful you are. And, you know, use that power to benefit yourself and then the world. Okay?
Yep. I remember I used to feel like you were like the Wonder Twins. We just, you know.
Well, you still are.
Everybody.
He's with you. He's just in a different form. He wants you to be very proud of yourself and all, you know, that you were able to achieve. And he said, you know what, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, but you've got to, you know, take care of yourself. And you've got to take that leap of faith forward. And he's saying, I'm with you. He's walking with you. And then he's showing me, like, memories from days gone by, and the two of you are laughing. He's saying, when you get a little down, take a little time out and think of something really funny, a beautiful memory that we shared, hon. Okay, and then again, I'm hearing music in the background. I want to give the other ladies a chance to connect with you as well, so I hope that helps.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Hi, Robert, it's Liz. I got to say, it's very difficult to wait this long when you're coming, like, here I go again for the trifecta of the evening. As I was sitting here, I started shuffling my cards, and one card, like, it was almost like it was pulled out, because a lot of times when one pops out, like a couple pop out, this was like bing in the air, and I was like, oh, that's something. So I pull it up,
right.
Turn it over, and it says, find the ray of sunshine in every cloud. And I was like, wow. And I was kind of thinking it was about your job. And then you asked about your brother, and I was like, okay, everybody's going to tell him about his job. Let me try to focus on the brother. So I asked for a message, and he came in and said, he wants you to know he's gone because he accomplished everything he needed to do while he was here in this lifetime. It was his time to go.
Yeah.
And he directed me to look for, a lot of times this is on the back of the prayer cards, do not stand at my grave and weep. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I'll read the first couple lines, but I'll tell you to Google it because it's beautiful.
Right.
But do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the softly falling snow. And on. You get the idea. And I see him with his hand on your shoulder, just right behind you all the time. He's right there supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to get out there because you're going to be successful. And I pulled a couple other cards just while I was waiting to keep myself from busted in on everyone else's, and every card I pulled is two angels together creating this beautiful light. So your brother, he had to go early because he did all that work in the beginning of life, and he needs you to do the rest of it now. So he is with you, very strong. He wants you to, every situation, you know, the universe, and I want to say this too, the universe doesn't know any time. You're saying, I put all this stuff out there, and when am I going to get mine? The universe doesn't realize that there's a time going on, right? It doesn't know you waited a long time.
Right.
And as soon as you make that little shift for, you know, there's going to be setbacks with anything you're doing. So every time that something bad happens, try to shift yourself and go, all right, what's the good that came out of this? Look for the good thing each time. Each day, start writing down one thing a day that was good. If you start with one thing a day, then you can do two things a day, right? And then soon, everything will be good. So I just want to say your brother is so strongly with you. And I just, the other thing is I was sitting here, I glanced over, and this poem, the Do Not Stand at My Grave, is written by Mary Elizabeth Fry. And it says, Mary Elizabeth Fry was born in Dayton, Ohio, and was an orphan at the age of 3. So That was just confirmation for me that your brother did send the message for sure. So, talking about you guys are in foster care.
Yes. I'm about to start this real estate business, you know, the wholesaling. And, you know, to me, I don't have no choice to but go up. I feel that I'm at the bottom.
Yeah. Have faith. We want you to have faith and just trust because it's going to happen for you. Yeah. You know, just have that faith and tune in because it's coming. And that's, you know, the find the ray of sunshine in every cloud message is very, very important because there are going to be setbacks. And there's going to be times where you feel defeated, but don't. You know, take a deep breath and go, it's okay. It'll work out. Believe that it's going to work out because it is. It just might not be in your timetable. You know, we just have to, we have to let go and let God. But I'm going to tell you, like, this little shift, little small shift of just looking for the bright side, just start with that. And as things are going to change, you're going to have a huge shift in your life. You're going to feel better. Your meditation, when you were talking about that, he's really glad you're doing that, but you've done all that work so that you can go and do the rest of the work. And love and light always prevail over everything. We just have to believe.
Yep.
Really. So I'm going to pass it to Mary because I'm sure she just has more. Beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you, ladies. That was amazing. And everything that you guys said came through my cards as well. So, Robert, I hope you're ready. So the first thing that I wrote down, like the lady said, let go and let God. We always say that, let go and let God. Another thing that I got was to stay in the present. I'm not sure if you're thinking too much in the future or going back in the past, but try to stay in the present. And I know sometimes it's hard because we want to, like, predict our future or just say, okay, in 6 months I want to be doing this. You know, it's just like live in the present moment. For the business, I got a great card for you, abundance. It's like there's an angel and all these coins are falling up from the sky. So I got abundance will find its way to you. You have a lot to look forward to and ask your angels and your brother for assistance to stay on the right path. Okay. And then I felt when I brought him in, I asked him to give me a message for you from the Talking to Heaven cards. And I felt so much love from your brother. Like I felt it in my heart chakra. I got two messages. One, I have no more earthly worries. And then he wants me to read both cards to you. And the other one was I had to leave that way. And I got emotional with that one. But I'm going to read that. I have no more earthly worries for you. I have to be honest with you. Life was very stressful for me. I probably should have been more open and forthcoming about my feelings because I held them in most of the time. And that was damaging for me physically and emotionally. I will admit to you now that I was deeply afraid during my life. I was afraid that you and others wouldn't love me if you knew who I truly was. I felt like I was deeply flawed and didn't want you to know. Now that I'm here, though, everything's turned in a completely new direction. I now see that I had nothing wrong with me except my belief that I was flawed and that belief caused me to act in ways that were hurtful to myself and others. I apologize for hurting you. I thank God I have no more earthly worries, and I can now express myself fully to you as I truly am. Now that I no longer am concerned about others' judgments and don't stress about money, work, or day-to-day life, I'm completely carefree. And that one has, like, a ton of sunflowers and a sunset in the background. So I'm not sure if he likes sunflowers. I know my dad loves sunflowers. So,
I don't think, when we was younger, he did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, and then, I was just saying.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had to lead that way is the last card. It says, please don't relive my death in your mind. As from my perspective, it was very different from you, from how you imagine. To me, it was like a dream that culminated in a very happy ending. Yes, I was so sad to leave you, our loved ones and our life together, but I have to be honest and say that I'm truly happy here. My soul is so enriched by all that I'm learning, and I'm still able to be with you and help you. I am finally free of all earthly suffering, which allows me to love you even more than before. Oh, my life plan was designed with divine wisdom, and that included the timing and the way in which I exited. It is the same with your life and everyone else's. It's exciting to finally know these truths and to share them with you. Please know that I am truly sorry that the mode of my passing brought so much pain to you. And yet everything happened exactly as it was supposed to happen. You couldn't have stopped it or changed anything. There was no other way. And I am, Robert, completely with goosebumps from head to toe. Amazing. And really feel like crying right now with the emotion.
Well,
he has
I
so much
cried,
love
so
for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh,
he has so much love for you. So much
I
love.
Know.
And he's there for you. Just call on him. You know that. He's there for you, and he's going to help you. He's going to be one of your guides to help you.
Cool.
So
I
hope this all these messages have helped you. And make sure you give us a call when you finish that business, or if you have any other questions for us and any updates, you can give us a call.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Just waiting on my taxes.
Okay.
Remember that.
Just put it out there in the universe. Don't say it's not
going
to
come.
Just say it's going to be in my bank.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be unexpected.
Right,
you'll see.
You guys doing a good thing. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Oh. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for calling in. God bless.
Yes,
you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Okay.
Melissa Fedick, that's my fiance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That name ring a bell? That name ring a bell to anyone?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
That it? What was her friend that she went to school with died like 2 years ago, and he was in this group.
Oh, Ryan.
Trying to think his name.
He was friends with Ryan. Ryan. DC.
Ryan.
DC knows
that's
Ryan.
His name.
Yes,
yeah,
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yep.
Yep. So I decided to give it a try, guys. And
connect with Ryan, and he's available to help you as well. I mean, he would love to help you. Just even just reach out to him. You know.
Yeah.
He's there as well, hon. So.
I think
he's still helping all of us. Yeah, he's part of our group, and he's always.
That was.
No, and
that was like.
He's you too of what you're doing, you know, getting your life on track and everything. But, you know, he and your brother, they want you to just make sure that you connect with others. Even if I'm glad that you called into the show. It really is going to help you. You know, we're here to help you, and you have so much. He's saying you have so much to share with the world. Don't waste it, okay?
Yep, I already know. I just been in my cocoon. I just been in my cocoon. I did a lot of good.
No, wait, you're a butterfly, so it's time
to
come
out
of the
butterfly.
Cocoon. Right? Yep, that's what I just said. Yep, so it's time to and it's
that's
time to
really
go
am.
Forward and the world, okay? He's
yes.
saying you're going to light up the world, God bless you, hon.
Yeah.
And, Robert, call us
Thank
again
you.
And let us know how everything's going, okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you for calling
Bye
us. Hi.
You.
Bye.
Bye. That was so, wow, what a great reading.
Yeah.
Wow.
How,
amazing.
How You know what I thought, Mary, when you were giving the message is it's so awfully damaging how, you know, we have to be careful how we treat our children, because look at the lifelong damage that is done to people. You know, his poor brother fell in love from being an orphan. You know, it's just terrible.
I know.
Yeah, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen from day-to-day. Life is precious but so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to treat it that way.
Yeah.
But, I agree.
So beautiful that, you know, he held it together to take care of his brother so wonderfully.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He's
stronger than anything.
Ladies, we have like 14 minutes left. Do you think we have a few more callers still on hold? Are you
all right.
Ready?
We're in five.
We're ready.
Okay. Okay. Area code 727. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. Do you have a question?
Hi. I would like for you to pull cards for the general energy of the coming 90 days.
Okay. All right. Let's see if any of the ladies have a message. Maybe Lenny and Nicola.
I can jump in. Lenny's here. Because I had a card come right out.
Oh, I love this.
Yay.
I'm ready, but you go first. You go first.
Okay. I know sometimes his messages are a little longer. The card I got, I pulled from my deck, and it says, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. So start to dream big. Start to put out in the universe the things you want. It's a very powerful time for you right now for manifesting. That's what I'm getting from this. It's just start writing ideas down, things you want. You know, because when we... You know, that's how the universe works. When we put things out there, we get them back. You know, we plant the seed for what we desire, right? And then the universe finds a way to put it back in our path. So right now, just start putting the things down there and keep things positive. Don't go to the negative side of things. Just start, you know, say it out loud, write it down. Keep giving it power with your words because you're going to bring a lot of things in. And it's just saying nothing's too big. Because what you're going to get is going to be far greater than what you've ever imagined. So I'm going to pass you to Lenny because I know he'll have a lot to say, but that message came right out, and I think that's beautiful.
Yes, thank
Liz.
You.
You're welcome.
Lenny is saying bravo because he gave me chills when I was listening to you give that. I can't top that, but I'll go with what Lenny's got. So the first message you got, I pulled you some cards as requested. Lenny gives you a bow. He said, I am your servant tonight. He said, I surrender joyously to the ebbing and flowing of life. He's asking you to let go and let God. And that for you is your homework, because he said, when you let go, whoa, you're bringing in some wonderful things. You got awakening ancient wisdom. Deep inner knowing is emerging within me. He said, use that God-given gift of yours, which is your intuition, because it's very strong in you. So when you do that, when you start to let go, you get savoring pleasure. I fully embrace the bliss in my life. I love that. So he's asking you to listen with your heart and trust the messages that you get. Go with your heart. Always be heart-centered. Because he said, what you're coming into is you're exceeding expectations. I soar into excellence. So he's pulled you five cards there from one deck. And he's guiding me to the, to the one on the bottom. And it's stepping into stillness. So big homework from Lenny. My power is born in the majesty of silence. So he said, you're going to learn a lot when you concentrate just on yourself. But he said, definitely let go and let God, because you've got some wonderful things coming in. Okay? So I hope that makes some sense to you, but I wish it was my reading. It's that good feeling.
I'll share it with you.
Will you share it with me? Lenny's telling me no. He said it's all yours.
Oh, thank you, Lenny.
Getting a song. he's giving you a song. He gives everybody a song. Well, he is doing now. And it's Love Me Tender. And I believe it was an Elvis Presley song, I think.
And yeah? It's been covered by many people. It was originally, yes, Elvis.
Okay. That's what he's dressed as Elvis now. So I'm assuming that. But it's for you and it will mean something to you, he said. So we're giving you that with a lot of Lenny loves. I'll pass you over to the wonderful ladies now.
Beautiful. Yes. Hi, Kate. This is DC. The first thing that I got is try to remain in the present. Don't dwell on the past. And try not to look too far into the future. And, you know, choose carefully. There may be something coming up around you that has come up and then it reappears. And it may be causing you, you know, a little, I feel like a little tense energy, a little aggravation. You've got to make a choice, but you've got to, you know, really consider that choice. Don't decide too quickly because things do fall. They fall apart, but they're falling together. And I'm getting changes, lots of changes coming for you. You're getting rid of the old. You're bringing in the new. And you're finally, you know, seeing yourself as this amazingly independent and, you know, beautiful woman that you are. Okay, so don't be afraid, you know, to, you know, look change in the face and, you know, take care of yourself with everything that's going on. And I'm getting moderation. You know, moderation is key. It's going to help you, you know, health-wise. And I'm getting you need to have, you know, to maintain balance as well. I'm also getting, you know, I don't know if you have love in your life, but I'm getting that, you know, this year that, you know, things are going to pay off in the area of love. Okay? And, you know, you're making better choices and your finances are a reflection of that, okay, as well as your integrity. And it's like you're at a crossroads. So if you're thinking about something in regard to career, I'm getting yes. The answer is yes. You know, it would be time to move on. But if you love what you do, maybe there's just like a little bit of frustration, then please stay where you are. But if there's unhappiness, move on. Okay, so does that make sense to you?
It sure does.
Okay, great, Kate. And I don't know why, but when I heard your name, when Nicola talks, I just feel I feel Lady Diana presence around her. And then when you, you know, came on, I just was hearing like Lady Diana and Kate. So I don't know if you like Kate Middleton, but I just felt like, you know, the connection between you and Nicola and the connection between, like, Diana, you know, being around Kate. So I just saw Kate Middleton for some reason. And
that's
she,
so
you know, she,
because,
I love her clothes. She's beautiful, you know, and I just feel like, are you sort of, like, almost, you know, becoming a different person? Because I see, like, a new look. Like, you just look like a more confident, amazing woman, but it shows in your attire and the way you carry yourself.
That is certainly a feeling, and
well, that's beautiful. Everything's
it's interesting that you picked up Lady Diana, and that. A woman who purchased 12 of her gowns at auction was leasing my home at the time she made that purchase.
Oh, my goodness. That is, like, so amazing. Wow.
I think I saw her on a documentary.
Yeah, she
and Diana was a free spirit, and I feel you have, like, a free-spirited energy
very
as well.
Much so, yes, I do. I do.
Yes. I mean, tonight has been such a crazy night for us. We're just getting amazing messages. So I want to hurry up and give you to the other ladies, Kate, so you get more amazing messages.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Hi, Kate.
I think I'm the last one because I think Liz went, then Nicola, then DC.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't skip anyone. Okay. So, Kate, I got from the postcards from Spirit for you, and this is the message that came through. And, by the way, when DC mentioned about love, my light flashed here. So, absolutely, I feel like love is coming because that was a confirmation with the light flashing. And he might be some hot stuff. Sorry, I'm today's show is like making me like a little giddy.
So we feel our feelings as we mature. They don't. Yeah, they don't disappear.
Yes. Yes, exactly. The inner child is coming.
Oh, fun!
It says. Yes. So it says, dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall down, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, we are here for you. And you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. Something new is coming, Kate. All the elements are in place and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love you and encourage you. Embrace it. That's what I got, Kate. So beautiful.
It is so beautiful. All of you, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
This
you are so
with
welcome.
Me this evening.
Yes, Kate. And
make
call
sure
us back and let us know your.
Yes.
Let you know where I landed.
Yes.
Let us know how you're doing.
How you're doing. Let us know how you're
how
doing.
How the parachute jump went.
Yes.
Let us know where you landed. We want to hear that, too. That's fine.
Yes.
All right.
It's all good.
It just feels so light and lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Bless
God bless you.
You too. God bless you, Kate. Wow, what a beautiful reading.
I saw Lady Di walking that classic navy blue dress suit that you see her in. I was like, oh,
yeah.
As soon as you talked, I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? I was going to read a message I channeled from her. And then
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, archangels came in and she stepped back. But I actually had... you know, her message ready to read for tonight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
wow.
She didn't have to wait until later.
yeah.
She's
all good
with
wait. Fine.
She gave us a card. It
but
flipped
I,
three times. And it's exceeding
oh,
expectations. Yeah. We're
yeah.
all exceeding expectations tonight.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
How lovely. Oh.
I feel
yes,
like I can't stop like buzzing. Every time one of us talks, I'm like, oh, chill, head to toe.
Yeah.
Can I keep hearing like a man's voice in the background? Like when someone's
yeah,
talking, I hear him.
There,
it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, I know. Like,
I keep
is,
hearing
I hear
something,
anything.
Too. I
like
not
maybe,
now, but when we're reading, I hear like something. Is that what you mean, lady?
Honking?
Yeah.
It sounds like an animal almost honking or something. I was hearing that too. Oh, like I'm like stop! I can't hear. Oh my gosh! our energy is so explosive tonight. Beautiful.
I will
yes.
say, I had a lot of people come in with very, very beautiful messages. It was very lovely, as always with you.
Yes.
But, yeah.
The ladies,
was,
we're down to the
night.
Last 28 seconds.
Okay.
We're down
yeah.
to the last 28 And we do have, like, callers that are still on, but we will catch them next week.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and
for
if
sure.
they want to call in, we can, you know, take them first.
I'm taking the numbers down so they can call next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So those of you that we did not pick up.
What's
that, Mary?
I said for those callers that we did not pick up, we'd like them to call next week and we'll pick them up first. There were a couple of area codes, 270-614-559 and 917. We'll pick you guys up first. Thank you and have a great night. This was beautiful, ladies, as usual. Thank you for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Night.